I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classic. We already did our best of the year. I don't know if it was as good a year as I actually remembered.
Okay.
It felt like a really good year. I don't know if big movies like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Irish just dominates the entire landscape of the year.
But neither one is a certain Oscar winner. I'm feeling that from your comments. I feel it was a really good year, but that's because they didn't crush.
Yeah. Hollywood was Tarantino's biggest opening ever, was his most successful movie of all time.
There were many good films.
Yeah. Let's get to the meat. Underrated movies of 2019.
All right.
What do you got?
Here's one you didn't even see. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice.
I did not see it.
I know. And it's brilliant documentary. Here's... completely lost.
Yeah?
Nobody even knows about it.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
I don't know. A lot of it has to do with marketing. If you're not going to market it, I mean, the sad news is, as good as it is, it's not. How about you?
I got one for you. I know you didn't see this.
Okay.
The Death of Dick Long.
I didn't.
It's a really great dark comedy.
Yeah.
Southern fried kind of dark comedy, but a slow burn of a movie about these friends. They start partying one night.
Okay.
One of them ends up, they dump him off in front of the hospital, in front of the emergency room. He dies and they try to cover it up. As the movie progresses and their idiotic attempts to do this are just so obvious, you discover what happened to him. It is quite the turn of events.
So do I have to go to China to see it? I mean, how am I going to see this thing?
Just go on Netflix or
Hulu. Oh, it is on Netflix.
It's on one of the streaming services.
All right. I know one you didn't see that I loved, Wild Rose.
Oh, I want to see that.
With Jesse Buckley.
That is on my list.
All right, great. Yeah, oh, it's completely lost, and her performance is stunning.
Yeah.
So
I remember when it came out, people were talking about how great she was. Yeah. Another one that I have also not seen, I don't know if you've seen it, but in that same vein about looking at a portrait of a female artist, Her Smell.
I don't know. If they don't give it to us for a preview.
Well, you know, it's so hard. I mean, it's like there's so many movies that come out in a year.
Well, this is what I mean. This is good. All right. Well, let me give you one that I know is going to be ignored.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari.
That is not overlooked.
I just don't think people respect it.
A Vigilante with Olivia Wilde. Currently under fire for her role in Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell.
I love it.
Interesting twist on the Vigilante movie. She comes from a background of domestic abuse, but now she hires herself out to help women in her shoes. Her performance is electric. She is emotionally raw. The rhythms of it are different. I thought it was going to be one of the best movies of the year. The third act falls apart and becomes cliche, but she, great standout.
Wonderful. That's one that I love, The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a pleasant movie that was.
Yeah. You have a kid with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Who bolts from his home and hooks up with Shia, and it's a great story. Yeah, another one.
Fighting with My Family.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't see it, and I'm aware.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I'm aware when it came out.
It's Florence Pugh, who is now, you know, becoming a major star with Midsommar, and she's in Little Women.
Yes.
It's a true story about this British brother and sister. They try out for the WWE, and only she makes it.
Okay.
And the family are these fanatics, wrestling fanatics.
Yes, yes, of course. Talking another Brit, Peterloo. It's a docudrama. 1819, there was a massacre. The Brits had massacred pro-democracy demonstrators.
Okay.
It's, of course, going to be just forgotten.
Okay. I got one more for you, and I think that's all I got. I don't think you've seen this one.
Oh, all right.
The Grass is Greener.
No, I have not seen it.
It is bizarre.
Where are you seeing these?
What do you mean? I got Netflix. I got.
All right. Okay.
And you know what? You can rent them on television. You got to do it. How else are you going to keep
up? I've got 100 screeners waiting in my.
I know.
My
how many did you watch? None of them.
I've seen them all.
Yeah. You already saw them.
I know.
Once you got to go back and look at some of this stuff. Anyway, Grass is Greener, a bizarre movie. It is written, co-written, and co-directed by the two female leads.
Oh.
In these gloriously crazy, bizarre performances. It's like a David Lynch movie meets Wes Anderson.
So quirky, definitely.
And bizarre. Like within the first 5 minutes of the movie, one of the women offers to give her baby to the other one. She takes it.
I like it already.
One of the kids falls into a pool and turns into a dog.
Finally.
Yeah.
Does this prove that we have no idea what we're talking about?
No, listen. I know exactly what I'm talking about. You need to go back and look at the ones that I told you. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.